Well, the clock is ticking as oil giant Shell's fleet makes its way to the Arctic to begin drilling off the coast of Alaska, despite the best efforts of environmental activists to prevent it. But this morning, one of Shell's own ships has run into trouble, possibly delaying the work. Dr. Peter Burden from the University of Adelaide spoke to The Wire's Judith Peppard about the risks of drilling in such deep and unpredictable waters.
The major risks are they're in very deep water, they're in very hostile conditions. The water and wave conditions are much worse than what we saw in the Gulf of Mexico. When the Gulf of Mexico spill happened, they were leaking tens of thousands of barrels of oil over a period of months. And these are conditions which are harsher than the Gulf of Mexico spill. So if there is an accident, which the industry's record is not great on, the idea of capping or stopping the spill of oil is much harder. And it's in the BP's project and the Great Australian Bight, the actual equipment that they want to bring in to cap in the case of a spill would take 32 days or 25 days, depending on what equipment they want to bring in. So they're prepared to let the oil flow for some time. In the Arctic, it's even worse. They only have a three-month period in which they can drill. After that, the ice comes back inaccessible to heavy equipment. So if there's a spill toward the end of their drilling season and they haven't been able to contain it, they actually can't work in the area for till the next summer.
And what would a spill in the Arctic actually look like? Like if you were there, what would you see? How would it feel?
That's hard to know, isn't it? And for that reason, they haven't allowed drilling in this area. Part of my concerns with these projects are just common sense. I mean, the precautionary principle. If you don't know what a project, what the worst case scenario for a project is, you ought to tread very, very carefully. So if there's a spill in the Arctic where they're proposing, you could expect, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of barrels of oil just to be plumbing out of that area. It's impossible to clean. Like if it's attached to ice, if it moves, if it's diffuse in the bottom of the ocean, it's impossible to clean up at that point, despite, you know, quite sophisticated dispersal equipment they have now. I mean, it would devastate that ecosystem. It would be irrecoverable.
And how would the animals there then be affected? And the lives of the people who depend on those animals to live?
This is exactly the point. I mean, if in the Gulf of Mexico spill, they were able to contain it after some, you know, a very long period of time, but they were able to contain it. It wasn't an ice area, so they were able to diffuse some of the oil, but it still devastated marine life, bird life, is still being found and cleaned up on coastal areas. So, you know, local fisheries, you know, not wealthy people, people who depend upon the fisheries for their livelihood.
And so there are obviously huge risks to the environment and to the people that live in the Arctic. Are there also risks for the oil company in this kind of business?
The Gulf of Mexico spill that we've just seen came with a price ticket for BP of $18.7 billion and led to lots of conversations about whether or not they were going to be bought out by bigger companies, whether or not the UK government would have to come in and rescue them. So while I don't think it's the most important argument, I think one argument that big business might listen to is to say, or at least shareholders might listen to as well, is to say, this is not just a risk for people, not just a risk for the environment, but it's a massive risk for your profit, your bottom line.
And on the news this morning, it was reported that there was an icebreaker carrying a key piece of equipment for Arctic drilling off the northern coast of Alaska, and it had a hole or leak in its ballast tank. Did you hear that story?
I did. They have a fleet of some 30 ships that are coming. As you said, there's a hole in the hull of this ship, and I read this morning that it was quite a critical piece of the fleet. It wasn't just any other ship, in that it contained parts of their containment system, which if there's a spill, you need a containment system and the caps which it contains to stop the emergency. So this is a pretty central piece of equipment, pretty important vessel. The company at the moment, what I've read this morning, is they're suggesting that it's not going to delay them, that they're expecting that can be replaced quickly. But it's one of the examples of how unforeseen error in a high-risk situation could lead to incredible consequences.
Peter Burden from the University of Adelaide speaking to The Wire's Judith Peppard.